From time to time, it's easy to start imagining that we're not good enough for God, and that whilst he may have sent Jesus for those others who seem so much more worthy, in all probability, we just don't make the grade. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I was reading my Bible the other day, and this one verse struck me. Mark chapter 1, verse 9. About that time, Jesus came from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the place where John was. John baptized Jesus in the Jordan River. Now, chances are that you live in a different part of the world to me, but wherever you live, we can all think of a place, a town or a suburb, that's just the pits, the sort of place where you or I wouldn't want to live. I'm sure you can think of that place not all too far from your place. Well, back in first century Israel, if you were one of the religious power brokers with a corner office at the temple in Jerusalem, that place was the town of Nazareth in the region of Galilee. You would have looked imperiously down your nose at its mere mention and asked, as someone else once did, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And yet, God chose for his son Jesus to be born into a poor family, to be trained as a carpenter and to grow up in that place. Not in Jerusalem, the center of power, but in Nazareth, that unsavory place several days' walk up north somewhere. Have you ever wondered, what does that say about God? To me, the fact that the Creator and the Savior, God himself, entered into this world in such profound humility says it all. It says that he came not just for the power brokers and the elite, he came for the ordinary people like you and me. That's God's word fresh for you today. A simple verse, a powerful verse. That's how it is when we read God's word and let the Spirit speak his love into our hearts. And that's precisely why you can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the Fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.